From John chapter 5, one who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." In Jesus' name, beloved of God, does it seem a little difficult to identify with the invalid lying by the pool of Bethesda? After all, he was at least 20 years older than most of us here today. Besides that, his affliction made him unable even to drag himself into the pool and avail himself of its healing properties. We would call that paralyzed, something that seems far from the youthful running and jumping that we see so often on this campus. Yet, everyone here has known people around the age of this poor man. Perhaps your parents, or even grandparents. So if you cannot sympathize, if you cannot empathize, you can at least sympathize with him. And even though we may not have been quadra or paraplegic, all of us have and will know what it is like to not be able to do what we would like. In that sense, paralyzed. This paralyzed man was within sight of help, but could never get there. He saw others receiving healing, but after 38 years, he still lay helpless. And there may be times when we see others blessed with the happiness that we long for. Maybe friends that we wish we had, free time, a loving spouse, maybe even a stronger faith, peace of mind, future expectations, and so on. So where will we turn when it seems that others are always getting there ahead of us? The paralyzed man was concentrating on the waters of the pool when Jesus claimed his attention by asking, "Do you want to get well?" Well, of course he wanted to get into the pool. But he had no one to help him, to put him into the water. Perhaps he was expecting Jesus to be that helper, to put him into the water. But Jesus had no intention of helping him into the water. Of course, Jesus could use water. He could use spit mud if he wanted to heal someone. He could use water, plain water, to wash away sins in baptism. But Jesus was not going to help this man into the water. He was going to heal him on the spot. He simply told the man to do the impossible, to get up, to pick up his bed, and to walk around. And Jesus' strong word gave the man the strength to do just that. There may be times when we think we know the solution to some great problem. All we need to do is get to treatment. Or maybe we need the money to pay for it. We just need some divine help, or so we may think. But while God is a help in hard times, He is still God too. He is in charge. He is not simply the power to promote our plans. And when we cannot get to treatment that we think we need, He is still our very present help in trouble. He can tell us to do the impossible too. And He still gives the power to do what He tells us. He may, for example, have us worship Him and share His gospel without a large group to support us. Maybe even without a building to meet in. Maybe in the face of fierce opposition. And it seems impossible. And the same word that He would have us share gives us the joy and strength to share it. What disease did the invalid have? We don't know. Can Jesus heal anything? Doesn't He have a specialty? He can heal anything. All things were made by Him. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. Even if we have brought the trouble on ourselves, there is still no better place to turn than Jesus and His strong word. Hymn 775.